Hello and welcome to season two of Conscious Leadership. I'm your host, Dakota Lima, and I'm so excited to bring you the new and improved Conscious Leadership, which is going to be video. We're going to be offering audio and video for this season's podcast, as well as doing a couple of panel episodes. So I'm really excited for the new direction that we're going for this season of Conscious Leadership. So today, extremely happy to invite an amazing woman, amazing guest on the show today. Her name is Gina Talone. She is a personal trainer, a mother, a mindful and wellness coach, and she coaches women leaders on how to get rid of burnout and how to incorporate a healthy lifestyle, not just eating and exercise, but also mindfulness techniques that you can incorporate into your life every day. So I'm extremely excited to have her on. So stay tuned for this episode of Conscious Leadership. Welcome to Conscious Leadership, the podcast where we tap into the heart of impactful leadership, one conscious step at a time. I'm your host, Dakota Lima, and together we'll explore the realms of self-awareness, empowerment, and purpose-driven leadership. Get ready to ignite your leadership potential and make a positive difference in your life and the life of those you lead. Please welcome me, or please help me, to welcome our next guest, Gina Talone. Let me get her in here. So welcome, Gina. Thank you so much for joining us today on Conscious Leadership. So can you please tell our listeners a little bit about how you got into personal training and how you actually started working with women?
So I'm a holistic health, fitness, wellness, and mindset coach. And initially, when I started my career in 2015, I started off in personal training. I've transitioned into holistic coaching because I know that it is not just the physical body that women need in order to be healthy, right? We have to make sure that we are taking care of our mind, body, soul, and spirit. So that's the way that I work with my clients now. I ended up getting started in my career because as a woman myself, I wasn't always confident in how I looked, how I felt, and I wasn't always prioritizing my own self-care. So through prioritizing my own self-care and getting back to self, I discovered that this was my purpose and my passion. Like, God put it in my heart to pursue this. And here we are. I started in 2015. Now 2024, I'm coaching busy women, leaders, professionals, and entrepreneurs all across the nation with my online coaching program, helping them to release the unwanted weight and stress in their mind, body, soul, and spirit so that they can be their best by prioritizing their health themselves first.
That's awesome. You know, it's one of those things that you hear so many women get so busy. And that's one of the things I always say, like, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. But then one of the things that I find working with a lot of women leaders is we face burnout so often. And I actually had that happen to me just recently. So like, I had loaded so much stuff on my plate that I ended up not having a day off for the whole month of February. And I know that sounds crazy. You're like, how do you not have a day off? But I literally didn't. I flew to Houston. I went to a woman's retreat. I started working on a new job, new project. And in between all of that, coming here, trying to, you know, working on my business. Then I did we had the speak off as well. So it was just like a lot of traveling, all of that in that same month, and then coming back and there's still like project work, school, you know? And before I knew it, I was like, I looked at the days and I'm like, oh my God, I went the whole month and I didn't have any like me time, you know? And you get extremely exhausted. And if your body isn't healthy, it's hard to do those type of things, you know, and you find yourself getting sick and just being out of it. And so one of the things a lot of women leaders face is burnout. So can you, I know, like you said, you work with a lot of executives and you work with a lot of women who have busy schedules and they have to run and go and go and go. So what are some of the things that you tell them, like how to prioritize their health and their well-being still while being able to keep up with their demanding schedules? So can you give some tips to our listeners for that?
Definitely. So one of the ways that I help my busy women, leaders, professionals, and entrepreneurs to prioritize their self-care in order to prevent burnout is, number one, I coach my clients without having to step foot in a gym, right? Because a lot of times the professionals, the women that I work with, they're so busy, they have so many things on their plate that they don't have time to go to the gym. Not only do they not always have time to make it to a gym, but sometimes they are traveling consistently. So this has to be a part of their lifestyle that they can keep up with no matter where it is that they're at. Like you mentioned, you were in so many different places. So when I coach my clients, I provide them with workouts that are accessible on their mobile app that they can do from wherever it is that they're at.
Well, I heard you just right? say mobile app. So you have an actual app, right? Is that what you, that's how
yes, use, yes, right? yes, okay. yes.
So speak a little more yeah. about that, but finish what and you were then, saying and then talk about your app. That's awesome. That's very convenient. And that kind of makes it a lot easier and more accessible. Everyone has their phone. You know, everyone has their phone. You're not always going to have a computer by you, but you're always going to have your phone. So.
Exactly. So having everything accessible on the cell phone, you know, makes it easier as far as, so number one way is through making sure that they're getting in their physical activity, because working out is a way for you to decompress and to release stress and for you to boost your energy and your mood so that you can be able to produce. Another way that I advise my clients on how to help to prevent burnout is, hey, let's make sure that we are taking intentional breaks and not only just saying I'm going to take a break, but like scheduling those breaks throughout their calendar, making sure that they're not scheduling themselves with meetings back to back to back to back all day. Because think about it, your computer cannot run unless it's plugged in, unless it's charged. Your cell phone cannot run properly unless it's charged. Eventually it's going to die. We are no different and we are not computers. So we need to make sure that we are taking those breaks so that we have the energy and so that we can replenish our energy reservoir so that we can continue to go, incorporating mindfulness into their day-to-day. For example, the practice of meditation, right? On my app, I have guided meditations provided for them. And not only do I tell them, hey, these are the strategies, but I also hold them accountable to that. Because as busy women, sometimes, and leaders, you know, I know I struggled with this. I didn't want to let anybody else down. You know, yeah. It was like, I have to meet this deadline, that deadline, that deadline, that deadline. So making sure that, hey, they're scheduling those breaks, putting in that time for themselves, like it has to be a non-negotiable. Like the same way that they have non-negotiables in their business, I help them to establish, hey, what are going to be your non-negotiables for yourself, your health and wellness journey? Because you got to take care of you. It's like, the business doesn't run without you. You are the one that ultimately runs the business, and the quality of the business is going to be impacted by your overall health and well-being. So it's important that you are well so that you can show up and operate at your full capacity.
Yeah. I agree. Like many, many, many moons ago, before when I was just a young little old 19-year-old, I used to be a personal trainer. And one of the things that I found with my clients is what a lot of people don't talk about a lot of times is that, like you had just recently mentioned like a little bit ago, is that the weight that we carry is not just actual like fat from us eating. You know, there's other weight that we carry that makes us hold on to the water and the weight in our bodies. And that has to do with our mental and spiritual well-being. And so it's like, it's an overall, not just, okay, eat right and exercise. Your mind has to also mm-hmm. be right. You know, your spirit has to also be right. And one of the things that I know for sure that if your mind's not right, it doesn't matter what else you're doing. Like you can try to do everything, but if you don't really have the mindset in the right space, headspace about what you're doing, like you said, with intention, it's not going to work for you, and you're going to keep repeating cycles and doing things and kind of defaulting back to the bad habits. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely. Those old habits. And I'm so glad that you mentioned the mind. Like I mentioned, I'm also a mindset coach. So I also help my clients with their mindset. Like one of the ways that we do this is through the practice of affirmations, because the words that we speak, you know, God said in the Bible, there is life, power, and death in the tongue. The words that we speak, they impact our reality, how we feel, how we show up, what we do, what we attract into our lives. So it's important that we are constantly speaking positivity and creating our own story, creating our narrative, and speaking what it is that we desire and taking action towards that. You know, if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts and speaking negatively to yourself, right? It not only brings down your self-esteem, but it brings down your energy. It lowers your vibration, and that impacts the quality of people that you're bringing into your business, not only from the potential clients or customers, but even the potential staff that could be coming into
to work with you, like the team that you're leading.
And to work with you, your team, because your energy is very important. So it's important that we are taking care of ourselves and that we are nourishing ourselves in all aspects, because when one of these is at a deficit, like you said, it impacts the other. It trickles. You can be eating and you can be exercising, but if your spirit isn't fed, then it's hard for you to have faith to believe that things are going to be possible for you. If you're speaking negatively, then it's kind of like that mental struggle to get up and get things done.
But then also think about it. If you aren't really functioning at your best overall self, meaning like you're healthy, it also helps you feel good about yourself. You know, like when you exercise and when you're like, it's just something like I notice how my body is when I move around and I exercise and I eat healthy versus when I'm not. And if I'm just like, okay, like remember we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, how like I had found myself, I used to walk all the time. And then all of a sudden I stopped walking because I was just so caught up with everything. But I actually love going on those walks with my dog in the morning, and it makes me feel better. Like if I get my walk in, I have more energy throughout the day, and there's this feeling of just lightness. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just feel lighter. So it's almost like your body knows the energy's flowing, the blood's flowing, and everything is moving, and you just naturally feel lighter, like as a feather. And so I noticed that. And then when I feel lighter, I feel like my clothes fit better. And it's like so many other things. There's so many aspects to it. Then that also translates to how people perceive you, because when you feel good about yourself, then that shows in your confidence, and it's going to show in the energy that you're presenting out to the world. So when you walk in a room,
exactly,
especially as a leader, if you're walking into the room, you have a presence about you. You already should have a certain level of confidence in what it is that you're doing and the decisions that you're making and in the choices that you have to do.
Yes.
But if you feel insecure with yourself, you're not going to show up in that manner. You're not going to show up looking confident,
exactly,
feeling confident. And so people aren't going to receive that confidence from you. And so what's going to happen is in return, they're going to look at your decisions as, well, you're not 100% confident in yourself. So are you even confident in your decision? And that's going to translate to your overall ability as a leader. People don't feel like you're confident in yourself. They're not going to have that confidence in you as a leader. And I feel like they all work together. They all work together.
Definitely. And back to where you mentioned, like how good you feel when you go outside and you take that walk. So a lot of people don't realize it's like, we aren't meant to be indoors all day. Okay. So when we go outside and we get those walks in, that helps to alleviate stress. It helps to calm the nervous system because the fresh air, the sunlight,
just stepping in the grass, the energy you get from Mother Nature, you know, just breathe,
you know, exactly. Just being outside, it grounds your energy, right? And then, like you said, moving your body, movements is medicine. Mm-hmm. Listen, when your body is starting to feel achy, when your body is starting to feel sore and it hurts and my joints are bothering me and this and that and the other, that's your body letting you know that it's time for you to move. Our body gives us signs of everything before it happens. But a lot of times busy leaders are constantly focused on the go, 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 that they ignore the warning signs. And we can relate it back to like our cell phone. Before the battery dies, it starts flashing, hey, low battery, red. Right now, before we got on here, on my other phone, it was saying, hey, your storage, your capacity is full. It's not going to work. The same thing happens with us as leaders. If we're consistently putting as women, as leaders, if we're consistently putting too much out on our plate and we start getting like brain fog and we start getting headaches and we're not feeling good, our body is letting us know like, hey, like we are at capacity. It is too much. You got to start learning to say no, because every time that you give away that yes, you're giving away a no to something else. So we want to make sure that whatever we are giving our yes to is in alignment with what we truly desire. And as a conscious leader, not only with what we truly desire, but what's going to be the best for us and our entire collective, because the better that we are, the better that we can be for those around us. And like you said, how you feel in your body and in your clothes and in your energy, it speaks. Like when you walk into a room as a leader, you don't even have to open your mouth. Your energy speaks for itself. Your confidence shows. And one of the things that I tell my clients all the time is like, no matter what room you walk in, you let your light shine bright and you do not shrink back. You have to be your authentic self. Because in order for you to gravitate the people that are right for you, you need to be in your full authentic power.
I love how you just brought that up, and it just reminds me of another question I wanted to ask you, because it's something that I know many women have challenges with, like low self-esteem and body image, right? So I'm sure that you get this all the time from women. You know, they want to probably work on a certain target area or anything like that. But so what is it that you tell them to try to get them out of that mindset and that idea of not liking their body or not liking part of their body, and getting to the point of acceptance of their overall beauty and like the inner and outer, you know, and like to help them gain that self-esteem? Because yes, of course, like most people know logically, if you start working out and lose weight, you're naturally going to feel more confident because you're going to feel good about yourself. But sometimes even before you get the actual idea image in your head of what it is that you think you need to look like, right? A lot of times you'll start to feel better about yourself even way before that. So just what are some things that you tell women or that you find women that you work with have worked for them to get out of that mindset of body shaming themselves?
Definitely. So the first thing that I tell my clients, because not only do I work with women that struggle with this, but I personally struggle with this myself. So the first thing is remembering that God has made us in his image, right? God has already told us that we are wonderfully and fearfully made. So remembering, number one, recognizing that. Number two, I encourage them to focus on the things that they like about themselves, right? Like, what do you love about yourself? Again, we're speaking life and positivity over ourselves. And even in those particular areas where they feel like, oh my God, I don't like this, I don't like that, I encourage them to speak life over those areas, right? Like, I love my body. I feel confident in my clothes. I'm strong. I'm powerful. Speak that version of themselves into existence and helping them to recognize that right now the woman that they are is powerful because she was courageous enough to make the choice to make a change. And this woman right now in the present moment is the one that's going to create that future version of herself. So the things that she is doing right now are going to impact her tomorrow. And recognizing that, hey, You got to love, embrace, and accept yourself as you are in this moment, because until you do, you'll never be happy. You won't be satisfied, because happiness isn't achieved when I get exactly. there. Happiness is created right now. Like, loving your body is possible right now. Feeling confident in yourself is possible right now. And it starts by speaking life over yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you look like. And it's so crazy because, you know, I've seen myself in so many different sizes. Let me tell you, I used to be a dancer. I did gymnastics. I used to cheer. I did beauty pageants. Then I was in the military, you know, then I had kids. So I have the big belly, you know, then I got out. Then, you know, hormones in my 40s. So up and down, yo-yo with my body for over the last 42 years, right? But I got to say, there were certain times when I looked at myself and then I was like, oh my God. But again, people were like, oh, you look beautiful. But for me, I was like, I want to be smaller because I was always smaller. But then I got to realize, but I'm still healthy. You know, I was still really healthy. Like, my overall health was good. I was just carrying more weight than I wanted. And so internally, I was like beating myself up, right? And so I had to get to that point when I realized, no, like, there's no reason to beat yourself up about it. You know, like, you can still love yourself the way you are. And so once I started accepting my new body at that point in time, mm-hmm. you know, it was like crazy. Like, you know, we talked about briefly holding on to weight. So once I accepted myself, it's like the weight came off so easy. And up until that point, I had been mm-hmm. doing all of this stuff. This was like some years ago. I had been doing all this stuff to try to lose this weight that I got from being on Depo, right? I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of women out there. They're like, well, I know about that Depo weight, you know, like. And so, like, after having my daughter, I just like blew up. I got on the Depo shot and it made me gain like 25 pounds. And I yeah. was like, whoa, you know, like, and so I was like beating myself up for a long time about it. And then I finally was just like, okay, like, I can lose this 25 pounds. Like, look at all the other things that I've done, right? And so as soon as I accepted yeah. myself, it's the craziest thing. I feel like within like 2-3 weeks, like, I had lost like almost 15 pounds. It was the fastest 15 pounds I lost in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was yeah. really just making that decision of acceptance. So, like, people yes. don't understand how powerful our minds are. You know, when you, mm-hmm. by me not accepting myself, I was literally rejecting myself. And so it's like your body's energy exactly. understands that. And so it can't really work cohesively together to do the things that you want if you're rejecting a part of yourself. Now, there's more energy talk exactly. going here because, you know, I like my energy talk.
But, yes.
But that's kind of how it works, you know. And so I'm yeah. sure you have it's a lot true. Of women who have seen that. Like, they finally gain that mm-hmm. acceptance. And then all of a sudden, they're able yeah. to see the weight dissipate.
Definitely. And it goes because, like you said, there's that sense of relief. There's that sense of resistance. So when there's that resistance, there's that yep. tension, right? And that tension isn't only on the physical body. That's causing you stress in mm-hmm. your mind. That's causing you stress in your heart. Guess what? Sometimes the weight isn't moving on the scale because you haven't forgiven yourself for all of the other times that you said you were going to do it and you fell off track. And you got this whole like storyline in your head that's like replaying, like, okay, well, when am I gonna mess up? And it's like, number one, you gotta learn to give yourself grace in this yeah. journey, sis. Because the last time I checked, the only person that is perfect is God. And this impacts us in our leadership as well. We have to give ourselves grace as leaders because we are not perfect. We are human beings. So I encourage my clients to show themselves grace in this journey because that's the only way that you'll be able to remain committed and consistent, yeah. right? A lot of times people think that committed and consistent means yeah. perfect. That's yeah. not perfect. Committed and consistent does not mean perfection. If that is what you're constantly going after, then you're going yeah, to be upset.
You're disappointed.
Because, you're going to be disappointed. Because, you know, it has ups and downs. And same thing, like, I tell them don't focus on the number on the scale, because that's not the only thing that is determining your health and well-being. We have to track and measure our progress in all of these different areas, right? Like, how is my mindset? Your mindset is so important. It is so important in this journey, in transforming your body and taking care of your health, but also in being a leader as well. So I let my clients know, like, hey, what do we got to release? Yeah. Like, what is keeping you stuck? Like, what weight are you carrying that you need to lighten up the load? Because the load that needs to be lightened is not just the one that's on the physical body. And the thing is that it'll show up, the areas where you will find yourself struggling at in this journey, you will find yourself struggling in those areas as well as a leader, and it'll come up in other relationships as well.
100%.
So doing that inner work, it makes you more aware. It makes you more conscious. So you have to release, and it's not just the physical weight that's impacting you. You know, it's the mental weight. It's the weight that's on your heart. Again, how are we managing our day-to-day stress? Yeah. Stress is weight on your body.
It is.
Burnout, you're burning out because you have too much. Your capacity is at too much. When your capacity is at too much, what happens to your capacity in your body when you're at too much? It's like, oh, I ate too much. I'm at capacity, like the pants.
And you usually feel like crap,
too. It's too much.
Like, oh, you know? Like, you don't feel good.
It does. It's like, and it's so funny that you said that you feel like crap, because everything that we consume impacts us. Not just the food.
Things we listen
right?
to.
We know that food impacts our energy, but what are we listening to? What type of conversations are we having?
Yeah.
What are we reading? Who are the people that are in direct correlation with us? So as leaders, we have to make sure that we are nourishing ourselves and feeding ourselves nothing but the best and keeping our standard here.
100%.
And when we when we find ourselves that we are lowering our standard, whether that is in relationships, whether that is in potential collaborations, partnerships, business deals, whether that is in the food that you're eating, you don't feel good. Your body lets you know you're in awareness. Like, when you're operating out of alignment, out of what your standard should be, you're going to know it, because your body's going to tell you.
And that kind of like segues into the next question that I wanted to talk to you about, which is like resilience, you know, like doing these things, like you said, going in and being able to be vulnerable with yourself and give yourself grace and accept the things that you did in the past and say, okay, yeah, I might have in the past done that, but now I'm going to be like this. Now I'm going to be like this, you know, like making that decision and being intentional with it. It's important, you know, it's important to integrate the mindfulness as well as the physical. Like you said, like we've been saying this whole time, it's got to be that overall. Your mind has to be right in order, your mind and heart have to be right in order for your body to be right. You know, you can go walk every day, you can go run every day, you can do all of those things all the time, and it's not going to determine whether your body is in the best shape or not.
No, because you can be carrying on, because you can be holding on to negative energy about a past business deal that didn't work out right, and that's causing stress on you. Or, you know, certain employees may not have shown up and you're disappointed, and that's weighing on you. When you have weight, when you have that type of stress on you and you're not properly managing that stress, it impacts your weight loss, because our cortisol levels go up when we are stressed. Our body is inflamed. It's in protective mode. So that's why it's so important that as a leader, that we are managing our stress and that we are incorporating mindfulness and that we are being intentional about making deposits into ourselves daily. We have to make positive deposits into ourselves daily. Mind, body, soul, spirit. Because what happens to the bank account? You're just taking out money every single day, drawing. Eventually it goes to a negative. The same thing is going to happen to you. What happens when somebody deposits a bad check into the account? It bounces, it messes with it, right? Okay, well, what do you think happens to you?
Exactly.
When you're not giving yourself the level of quality, the level of care, when you're not putting into yourself and pouring into yourself and depositing into yourself what it is that you need daily.
I agree. So you were talking about your program is set up. So women, one, ladies, you don't need to go to the gym. Okay.
No.
It's on an app, which means you can bring it with you anywhere. There's mindfulness, there's meditation, there's affirmations, there's sisterhood, there's community. And then of course you're going to have workouts and what I would assume meal plans are just like different ideas for meal plans that they could utilize. So on average, what is the average workout in your program for like, and how many days a week, like how often would you say? Not average. Definitely. I know it's probably certain things tailored, but just to give the ladies an idea, because some people think, oh my God, I got to dedicate this many hours a day, this many hours a week in order to see a change. But what they don't understand is if you incorporate all the stuff that we're talking about, the mindfulness, the spirituality, and the physical, you don't have to work out a million hours a week, a million hours a day in order to see results.
Absolutely not.
So give some a little bit of insight about like your specific program and just some of the things that ladies could hope to find in your app.
Okay. So my program, it is the Glow Up Challenge. And the reason why it is called the Glow Up Challenge is because when a woman is glowing and radiating and her light is shining bright, it's because she is nourished and in alignment and she's feeding herself and taking care of herself mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, right? So when all of these areas are being nourished and we feel good, then we have an actual glow up, like our light shines bright. Okay. We walk into spaces, our energy is different, our confidence is up. That even in turns impacts our finances because we're more confident. Like if something isn't in alignment, if it doesn't feel right for us, we're not in that scarcity mindset of, oh, I have to take it. I have to work with that client. I have to this. No, wait a minute. No, you don't. What you desire is available to you. But if you're not nourishing every single aspect of your life, including your spirit and your faith, it's hard to believe that. So I send daily devotions out to my clients every single day because your faith has to be fed. One of the biggest reasons why women struggle with this is because they take an unsustainable approach. So in my program, I teach my clients how to do this in a sustainable way that fits their busy lifestyle. Like you were saying, you don't have to work out for hours every single day. My clients work out 3 times a week. How long it takes a person to do a workout realistically depends on the person's endurance level, right? Because it can take me maybe 15 minutes to do something and it might take you 25, right? But the workouts are no more than an hour long. So 3 times a week, I do encourage, hey, you have to have physical activity every single day. Just because you aren't working out doesn't mean that we're sitting down and doing absolutely nothing. So I encourage my clients to get those walks in and to get those steps in because we have to continuously keep our body moving. And not only are those walks going to help your cardiovascular system, but I encourage them to go outside in nature because that's also going to help your nervous system and it's going to help you to decompress and it's going to keep you present. Which is one of the biggest reasons why most people struggle with stress because they are thinking of all of the old baggage from the past. They're wondering about every possible what if in the future, and they're not here in the present moment, in the now. So taking those walks are going to help with that. Getting that practice of meditation, which I encourage them, which is also part of the program, is going to help to keep you in the present moment. When it comes to food, they think that they have to, that they can't eat bread, that they can't eat pasta, that they got to cut out all their favorite foods. And that's not realistic, ladies. Like, how many times have you guys done this?
To realize.
You cut everything out, and what happens? You're irritable, you're miserable, you're cranky. That impacts you as a leader.
Nobody wants that to walk around hangry. That,
exactly. Listen, hangry is a real thing. And when you're upset, you know, you might be snappy.
No,
that you're It's going to impact if somebody wants to work with you or not. Same thing. My clients struggle with sometimes I'm so busy, I do not eat. I eat like one meal a day.
I hear that.
So, no, we're making sure.
It's like, okay, now, yes, there is a thing of fasting, but there's a way to do fasting. You can't just say, I'm not going to eat
properly
and I'm fasting, but then you're drinking juices and coffees and snacking on these little things throughout the day.
Yeah.
And you're not fasting. So you're not actually doing the fasting right.
Yes.
So there's a way to do fasting, but that's not even necessary for most people. Like that's
no, and not exactly. And not even just that, but what happens when they try to go into these unsustainable fat diets that they think they have to cut out carbs completely? Like our body needs all of the macronutrients. You guys are doing these things and you're not realizing the damage that it is that you're doing to yourself in the long term. So it's teaching them how to do this in a sustainable way where they learn how to enjoy their favorite foods and make better eating choices. So it's not that battle of deprivation, because then that leads to binging. And it's like you lost some weight and then you gain
then you yo-yo,
the
you
weight
eat,
that you
all
lost.
All of a sudden you gain it all back plus more because
plus
you
more.
Like went
exactly.
from, oh, I'm not going to eat any carbs. And now, okay, now that this diet's over and it's been a month, now I can eat carbs. You're going to eat this bread and your body just blows up and retains all that water. The other thing that people don't understand is that like eating those particular diets, they were never made to be sustainable for lifetime anyway. Because like, for instance, even like keto, like being on like those type of low carb or no carb diets, puts your body into the state of ketosis. And it's like, if you're not monitoring your urine, and this may be over other people's head if you don't know anything about it, but like your body's not meant to be like that. And then like you were saying, we need the sugar. We need that glucose. That's what gives your body, changes it into ATP, which is the energy that you need to actually function. Your organs, your brain, like everything needs
those
things to actually function for you to be able to blink and breathe.
We
and
need all of it.
And like just, you know, like our body does so many things that we are so unaware of when we're, you know, just on a daily basis. And I know this stuff just from my medical background. You know, I went to school for nursing. I was a medic in the military. And so I had to learn a lot of these different things about the body and like how the body works, why the body does the things that it does and how we process all of those. And so it is, it's very important that you're not being so restrictive. There's nothing. Yes, you can cut down, but there's no reason to cut out. And it's all about portion control, understanding the amount for
definitely
your body size. The problem is we just
exactly
extensively and nobody knows how to control their portions, but it doesn't mean cut
exactly
out completely, you know. And so
no, and like you said, one of the biggest misconceptions is like, I can't eat bread, I can't eat pasta, I can't eat rice, and none of those are true. Myself and all of my clients are eating bread, pasta, rice, the whole nine, losing weight, keeping it off for good. So in the program, you're going to learn how to do that. You're going to make sure that you are feeding your body what it needs so that it can operate at its optimal capacity so that you can have more energy and clarity. Like cutting out carbs. Carbs is our body's favorite source of energy. And it's making sure like, okay, wait, what are like, sometimes people don't even know what carbs are. Like they're just so confused. So giving them the clarity and the support when it comes to that, learning how to do this sustainable way while enjoying.
People don't even understand that food and veggies are carbs too. And I tell you, those are carbs. There's different types of carbs, you know, but you know, so like, it, like they don't understand, like, those are still carbs. Oh, it's true. Yeah, but it's still a carb. You know, yes, it's more fibrous. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's more water-based. It doesn't have the starch in it that a potato does. But it's still a carbohydrate. Your body just knows it when it just knows the elements that it's going to pull to turn it into the energy that it needs to turn it into. But it's still
definitely
what it is.
And we need to make sure that your body's operating at its optimal capacity. So I give them assistance when it comes with their nutrition and the workouts. They include modifications as well. So within the program, you're able to grow within the program. So if you're somebody that's kind of like a beginner, or let's say maybe you have an injury, you know, like let's say maybe you have like bad knees, things like that, there's going to be modifications for you there to find as well. And that's something that I encourage my ladies to not focus on so much of, hey, I used to be able to do this. Cause I know you mentioned before, like, hey, like, well, I used to be like this. And before I used to be able to jump and before I used to be able to, you know, do this and everything else. And it's like, okay, we're going to learn to accept where it is that we are now, because if we don't accept where we are now, we can't move forward. And learning to work with where you're at. Like, for example, I have herniated disc in my neck, in my spine, in my lumbar from car accidents, from multiple car accidents. But that doesn't prevent me from doing anything. However, there are certain, that doesn't prevent me from being active. So I don't want you to think because there may be certain things that you have to be afraid to get active again. No, on the contrary, I help my clients and teach them how to learn and honor and respect where it is that they're at.
And it's one of those things.
Because when you honor where you're at, you're able to grow.
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on like, oh my God, I can't. But okay, but what can you do?
You can.
You know, it's kind of like focusing on all the things that
it's,
I don't want.
If it's one thing that I learned in the military,
it takes the same amount of energy.
The one thing I learned in the military is to push. You learn to push further than you think you can. You know, that's one thing they're really good about training people is saying, like, letting you understand that physically you may feel like you can't, but mentally, if your brain tells you you can, your body will somehow be able to. And this has been shown time and time and time and time again in the world. If you really just think about, look at all the people who have an accident. Let's say they lose their leg, right? And then they get an amp, they get a prosthetic. Almost forgot the word. They get a prosthetic.
Yes.
And they're told you're never going to walk again. Well, you know what? They get a prosthetic, they walk. And some of them go run. Some of them like get the little part that allows them to run. And they go do marathons and all these other
exactly.
things. Exactly. If you believe you can, you will. If you believe you can't, you won't.
Yes.
And so it's the same thing with the weight. You know, I actually posted yesterday, I think it was. Yeah. Because we were talking about holding on and carrying weights. And one of the things that had come across my feed was a post and it says, if you continue to carry the bricks from your past, you will end up building the same house. And so it's like, if you continue to hold on to the weight from the past, you're going to stay the same. You're going to continue to carry it. You're going to, it's just going to sit with you. And the cycles are just going to keep repeating. You're going to keep doing the same thing
exactly.
and nothing's going to change. So you have to be brave enough to say, okay, I'm going to try something different, you know, and then just try it. And then just give it your all. And I can guarantee you, and I can promise you, yes, it's not easy to do the deep work. It's not easy to go deep and identify parts and aspects of yourself that have kept us stuck. It's not easy to recognize and realize all of those things, the things that have happened to us in the past, that, you know, the conditionings that we have, you know. But if you can identify that, you know, you want to change, and you know, there's something about your life that you want to look different, then join, like, come on, you know, like, and then it's like,
that's the first thing. The first thing is seeing it, like recognizing that this is possible for me. Like, you have to see that version of yourself. You have to see yourself as that confident leader that is confident in her mind, in her body, in her choices, in her decisions, right? A woman that is, that takes pride in who she is in every single aspect of her life. Like, your health and wellness impacts your leadership and impacts your business. So it's important that you are taking care of yourself and remembering to give yourself grace in the journey and realizing that it is not about perfection.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest things that I help my clients with as well. And the biggest reason why they fall off track is because they don't have that accountability.
Yeah. And it's just to have that.
Like, I know my women, like the clients that I work with, they are high achieving women. They are dedicated. They like to hit metrics and all those different things. And having that accountability and support makes a difference, because when you have that coach on the other side, when you fall off track, because you're going to fall off track.
It happens.
We're human.
Yeah.
It happens to all of us. But when you have that accountability and support from your coach, from myself, and from our community, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to lean in and I'm going to help you get back up versus to you falling into the old habit, the old waddling of, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did this again. I'm disappointed. And it goes from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And then, you know, now it went from one day to 3 months and you're like, how did I get here? But when you have that accountability and that community and support, it makes a difference. And my clients, I help women lose anywhere between 20 plus pounds. Like, I've helped my clients have lost over 35,000 pounds collectively.
That's awesome. You hear that?
And my program is 6 weeks.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you were just talking about your program. Please mention, before we come to a close, mention where people can follow you on Instagram. Don't worry, all the links are going to be in the description boxes, but just let them know what your IG tag is so that they can follow you and kind of get a little insight into who you are with your content, as well as any links. Like I said, I'll put the links so that you guys, if you want to get more information from Gina about her program. And then also, Gina is going to be coming to the Women Empower Summit and our retreats later on this year.
Yes, so I'm looking forward to that.
So you guys will be able to get firsthand little exercises, especially at the retreat. She's going to be doing some exercises with us each day. And she's going to do a talk in June. And so to kind of cover some really good tips and tricks for women leaders, some little quick things that you can do while you're on the go and on the move. And like she said, accountability is key, because it's easy. Like, I even notice a difference. If you go to the gym by yourself, it's easy to just be like, all right, I'm just going to do one more set and then I'm going to go, right? But sometimes if you have someone there, especially if it's your coach, you're like, okay, no, I got to do all three sets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. Mm. Oh, okay. He's going to make me do another one. You know, like, so, it does. It helps to push you that little bit more. You know what I mean?
It's interesting that you said that. So the reason why I decided to go into online coaching is because I feel that the client needs to have their own self level of personal accountability, right? I'm going to hold you accountable and I'm going to be there and I'm going to give you the tools and the resources. But ultimately, in order for you to have a lifestyle change, you have to get up and you have to be willing to give it your all. My goal isn't for my clients to be working with me for the rest of their lives. My goal is for them to make this lifestyle change. And when they are done with me, they can say, hey, keep it going on their own. That's why the program is set up that way. Everything is accessible to you wherever you're at.
For now, for those
and
people
I'm with you literally in.
Do you have a longer program?
Oh, yes,
for
yes.
Someone who might say,
six weeks
not enough. Like, what if I, after 6 weeks, I'm going to fall off the wagon? Like, I need longer. Do you have a longer program?
No, of course. No. Of course not. So, depending on how the client is doing, because again, everything is a level of being in alignment with each other. So, I definitely have clients that work with me past 6 weeks because they absolutely love the program. They absolutely love the community. They absolutely love the results. And some of them have a lot of weight that they need to lose. And it takes time to create these habits and make a lifestyle change. So you can definitely work with me longer than that.
There you go.
but ultimately the goal is not for my clients to work with me for the rest of their lives. Absolutely not. Because I want you to have this lifestyle change. Like when you're done working with me, I want you, like, my clients can sit down and they know what their portions
they feel
are.
Empowered
they know
to
what
be
they
able
should
to take
be
those
eating.
Steps. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. They know what they should be eating, when they should be eating it. They know all the little tricks and strategies, you know, that flow within their busy schedule to help them to stay on track, to make sure they're getting their water in, to make sure they're getting their rest in, they're including their mindfulness, and just being able to do this with their busy schedule, no matter what is going on. Like, this is their lifestyle. And I absolutely love that because my clients, they feel good. Like they feel so good. They're so confident and they are so happy. Like, they tell me all the time, like, working with you has been not only an investment in myself, but an investment in my business, because it has made me a better leader. It has made me a better mother. It has made me a better wife, a better girlfriend,
a better person. Like, they just feel better about themselves. A better person. So now they can show up the way they want to show up in the other areas of their life. Because once you show up for yourself, you can show up for everywhere else, you know, like, but you got to show up for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, well, oh my God, thank you and so much, Gina. I really appreciate you taking the time and
you're welcome.
Sharing your story and letting everyone know just that it doesn't have to be difficult, you know, and that you can have a healthy life that's convenient for you, but that's in alignment with what it is that you do. Like, so you don't have to be like, oh, I got to wake up at 4 o'clock and drive to the gym and do the, do it in your house. You can do it on the go. You can do it in your hotel room. You can, you know, wherever you find a little space for yourself and
wherever you find a space, you know, your kids have practice.
Do it outside. You were telling me before.
Your kids are outside. You can do it while your kids are outside. You know, like, I don't want you guys to wait until you're on medication. Which some of my clients do come to me that they are on medication with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes medication to try to do something. Like, let's be proactive instead of reactive. And I do have clients that come to me in that situation, and we've gotten them off of those medications. We've gotten them off of those medications. Like, you're building this business. You are a leader. You're building. You want to be able to be here to enjoy what it is that you're building. You want to feel good when it's time to go on the vacation and put on the clothes.
Like,
when you have your speaking engagement, you want to feel good when you want to feel good when you go get up there on that stage and speak. You know, so you guys can follow me on all platforms at FITWITHMS. Gina, G-I-N-A, and it was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Dakota, for having me. I'm excited for the summit. I'm excited for the retreats, and I just can't wait to see what else is in store for us.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much for taking the time again. And like I said, everyone, you heard what she said, but I will make sure all of the links are in the description below so that you can be able to access her and get in touch, contact, and start to change your life, start to be healthy, and start to just lead from within and allow that energy to shine through. So thank you again so much.
Glow up, sis. Shine bright. Take up space. Glow up, take up space. Be your authentic self, because you are amazing right now, just as you are already amazing. There are lots of people that are waiting for you and for what it is that you have to offer. So it's time for you to step into your power.
No, I agree. Definitely. That was great. Step into your power. Yes. Step into your power, ladies, because we are so powerful. We have so much power within us. You got to remember, we are the creators of life. We bring life into this world. And that is not a simple thing. God did not create us as weak beings, because he created us to create life. So we can do anything.
He created us in his image. There's nothing weak about him.
Like, we can do anything, you know? And so it's like, and that's like one of the things is always to just empower women, because I feel like, you know, so many women are just sitting in the background and in the shadows, and they can just do so much, and they have so much within them to change lives and to change other people. And so that's why it's always been part of my mission to help empower women. And I'm so happy that you are on the same journey to help empower women to just being their authentic selves and loving themselves and loving their body. And it's just very inspiring.
Live their best lives. Like, your best life starts with your health and wellness. Like, you can have all the money, you can make all the money, close all the deals, and if you're not healthy, you can't enjoy it.
So true.
It impacts you. So this is your life, and you still have time to change. You still have time to make a change, because you're still living, and God woke you up. So if you're watching this, God woke you up. There is breath in your lungs. So there are still things for you to get done. And ladies, remember that you are only as powerful as your source. Okay. So if you are connected to God and he is your source, that is the ultimate power.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you again, Gina, for joining us. I'm so happy that you took the time to come and grace us with your presence and give your knowledge to my listeners. And it's been great. So stay tuned, everyone. Like I said, all of the links will be in the description box. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in to season 2 of Conscious Leadership. I'm so excited about the trajectory of what this season's going to bring. And I'm so thankful to our guest today, Gina, for giving us the insights that she had on how to incorporate a healthy lifestyle into your daily routine. Because we all know your overall health is not just about exercise and eating. It's also about mindset and spiritual connection. So thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Conscious Leadership. I'm so excited to see the direction that season 2 is going to take us. And today has been an amazing start to what I know is going to be an amazing year. So tune in next week. And if you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and notify other fellow leaders that you think may get something out of this. So until next time, keep thriving, keep leading, and keep growing. Thank you.